The United Nations announced it reached a major anti-poverty milestone when it met the deadline for cutting in half the number of people across the world without access to clean drinking water. The Clean Water Program is part of the Millennium Development Goals, designed to cut extreme poverty, fight hunger, and improve health outcomes for women and children. From 1990 to 2010, the United Nations Children's Fund and the World Health Organization claimed that over 2 billion people gained access to clean drinking water. That still leaves over 780 million people without access to clean water and nearly 2 billion people without basic sanitation. Much of the progress was made possible by rapid development in China and India. But access to clean drinking water is still a major challenge in much of sub-Saharan Africa, where just 61% of people have access to clean water, compared to over 90% of citizens who live in Latin America, Northern Africa, and Asia. Only 58% of the people in Africa's most populous country, Nigeria, have access to clean water, but it's a major improvement over 1990. However, simply drilling new water wells in poor villages is not enough, as one-third of Nigeria's new wells have been abandoned due to poor maintenance. The nations of Africa that continue to struggle to provide clean drinking water to their people include Angola, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Chad, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Mozambique. Despite the urgent need, only 30% of grants awarded by U.S. private foundations to fund global water and sanitation projects goes directly to African countries. Sadly, overall foundation support for water and sanitation projects in Africa has declined since 2007. Sexual Minorities Uganda, a human rights group, has sued American preacher Scott Lively in a U.S. court, charging that he aided in persecuting gay citizens in Uganda. The complaint filed by the Center for Constitutional Rights seeks damages against Lively. One Ugandan gay activist, Frank Mugisha, told reporters in Springfield, Massachusetts, where the suit was filed, the aim was to hold Lively accountable for his actions in Uganda. The suit was brought under a federal law allowing victims to file civil suits in the United States for alleged violations of international law. According to the BBC, Scott Lively was among American evangelical Christians who visited Uganda shortly before a bill was drafted that called for the death penalty for certain same-sex acts. The bill provoked outrage among donor countries like the United States. Scott Lively, who runs Abiding Truth Ministries, denies he told Ugandan legislators to impose the death penalty for homosexual acts. The preacher told the BBC he advocated for criminalization in the same manner as possession of marijuana or speeding tickets on the highway. Lively dismissed the lawsuit as political theater. However, the complaint alleges that Lively had urged Ugandans to fight against a genocidal and pedophilic gay movement, which he compared to crimes of the Nazis in World War II and the 1989 mass murder of Rwandan civilians. With the shooting death of unarmed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin by an armed Neighborhood Watch volunteer in Sanford, Florida, the national trend of weakening restrictions on issuing concealed handgun licenses and stand-your-ground laws has come under greater scrutiny. Florida was the first state to adopt a concealed carry law in 1987. Now, nearly every state except Illinois allows some form of concealed carry gun license. Mississippi recently allowed gun owners who take an extra safety class to bring a concealed gun onto college campuses and courtrooms. Ohio has granted gun owners the right to carry a concealed weapon into restaurants, bars, and sports arenas. New Hampshire and other states have removed all restrictions on carrying a gun into the state house. Since December, North Carolina has allowed licensed gun owners to carry concealed weapons into public parks. In Tennessee, one out of every 11 adults packs a concealed gun or has a permit for one. The passion for gun rights is driven largely by the National Rifle Association, which tries to instill fear in gun owners that the government will soon be coming to confiscate weapons. The Violence Policy Center, which supports stricter gun laws, says people with concealed carry licenses killed 117 people between 2007 and 2009, including 9 law enforcement officers. The Christian Science Monitor reports that between 2005 and 2009, the number of annual murders committed with a gun dropped from over 10,000 to about 9,000. However, during that same period, the number of defensive homicides rose from 196 to 261. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Zofia Hunter.